Psalms chapter 132. Where is God? Or rather, where does God dwell? Solomon, the likely author of this psalm, echoes his father's passionate desire to build a temple to God. At the inauguration event of the temple, Solomon acknowledges what centuries later Paul preaches in Athens, that he made the world and everything in it, and since he is Lord of heaven and earth, he doesn't live in man-made temples. Acts 17:24, and declares, "But who is able to build him a house, seeing the heavens and the heaven of heavens cannot contain him? And who am I that I should build him a house?" 2 Chronicles 2:6. It is not a matter of beautiful and expensive buildings. Through his Spirit, by faith, God dwells in our hearts. Ephesians 3:17. Do you want to become a true messenger of the Lord with fire burning in your bones? Then have the man of fire dwelling in your heart. Abandon any attempts to build your own kingdom or ministry. Forget about building your own empire. Build his instead. Worship God passionately. Consecrate yourself to him, to be his holy dwelling place. You have no need to invite God into your life for him to dwell in you, because Jesus invited himself and says to you, "Behold, I stand at the door of the church and continually knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, restore him, and he with me." Revelation 3:20. Will you let him in?